Let's go around the room. Thank you, John, and 30 seconds for each of you to talk about the great Mike Kelly. Allison, we'll start with you.
Oh, starting with me. Every time when I worked with Mike, I would say, tell anybody that I work with Mike Kelly, they'd go, oh, I just love Mike Kelly. I mean, that was just I just knew that would be the next response when I said I work with Mike Kelly. Just, he was, like has been mentioned, a little gruff sometimes and definitely spoke his mind and rubbed some people the wrong way sometime. But he came from contribution, had a huge heart, and people just loved him. And we lost an unimaginable amount of knowledge, both in real estate and just in community and history. And it was so much that he took with him that hopefully the stories he's told will be able to pass on.
It'll all help. Kathy Slack?
He was both a historical and an hysterical guy.
Well said.
And he will surely be missed. A big hole in our hearts.
Joe Pasquini?
Well, he's big in real estate. I get that. But for me, it was a Sunday date for 20 years from 9 to 10 every morning. And I look forward to it. And it's going to be weird when that's not happening again. And we cannot mention Mike Kelly without mentioning the Christmas story.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
We'll talk about it on Sunday.
But that was his favorite movie.
He
knew everything about it. And Mike, you will be missed.
Kevin?
He always had time for me.
Yeah, and for a lot of us, and I think that is Steve Garner. Are you still there? Oh, no, we lost Steve. Okay, thanks for joining the show this morning, Steve. And again, a continuation of the tribute to Mike Kelly. You can't fit a man of that size, and I mean heart, soul, everything, into 1 hour. So that'll be Sunday morning between 9 and 11. Also want to say that our dear friend Mike Kelly, who passed away with complications from cancer Monday in Sonoma County, there will be a public service for Mike, and right now the family is working on their own private service. But as soon as the word is out, it's being talked about right now, about a public service for Mike Kelly, we will be sure to let you know about it.
Should be at Pac Bell Park. Oh, it's not Pac Bell Park anymore.
No, it's Oracle, but he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care exactly what the name of the thing was, but it has, it's ever since we got the news on Monday, it has affected all of us to varying degrees. And as much as we celebrate his amazing personality and his amazing part of this community, there are a lot of sad people walking around. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who know that, their lives are going to be a little bit different now because Mike Kelly is not in our community anymore. As they were on Monday and will continue to be, our thoughts with his wife, Luann, and their family as they try to come to terms with Mike's passing at the age of 69. Again, if you'd like to send donations, the family suggests that you send them to the Children's Museum of Sonoma County or the Star Cross Monastic Center in Annapolis. So those are two options for you right now. And as far as I'm concerned, he was a hell of a guy. We commiserated about and celebrated our Irish heritage on many, many occasions. And the last conversation I had with Mike Kelly was him saying to me, don't you dare go to Ireland next month without sitting down and talking to me, because I want to make sure that you don't miss a thing. And from our hearts to his family and this community, Mike, we didn't miss a thing. Thanks for being in this. We appreciate your presence on the earth. And yeah, you did end up above the fold. You ended up to be the top radio story of that morning, and you will continue to be in our lives and in our hearts.